From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello, listener. How are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, I'm Putri. First, the national news. President Joko Widodo has directed the organizer of the upcoming international racing events at the Mandalika International Street Circuit in Central Lombok District, West Nusa Tenggara Province, to emphasize the observance of coronavirus health protocols. The president remarked it while inaugurating the Pertamina Mandalika International Street Circuit on Friday. Hence, he asked that the implementation of the IDEMITSU Asian Talent Cup IATC and World Superbike WSBK be overseen by the COVID-19 Task Force. The government will not enforce restrictions on activities during the Christmas and New Year's holiday period, except from annulling the joint leave day during the period. Assistant Deputy for Emergency and Post-Disaster Management of the Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Cultural Affairs Nelwan Harahap, during a virtual discussion viewed from Jakarta on Friday, stated that the ministry is striving to not limit public activities as in principle, economic activities must continue with consistent and thorough implementation of health protocols. He further said the government and the ministry as the National COVID-19 Handling Coordinator are currently conceiving the technical regulation on infection prevention during the Christmas and New Year's holiday period. Some 1.2 million COVID-19 vaccine doses of AstraZeneca arrived in Indonesia to meet the nation's vaccination requirements and target. This arrival marks the 120th batch of vaccines donated by the Australian government. Communications and Information Ministry's Director General of Information and Public Communication, Usman Kansong, noted in his statement on Friday that the Indonesian government is appreciative and grateful to the Australian government for these vaccine donations. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin deems biodiversity as a vital asset for Indonesia to become a biotechnology-based medicine producer in the near future. Minister Sadikin stated in a speech at the 57th anniversary of National Health Day televised on Friday that biotechnology development in the world is very advanced. Many chemical-based or radiology-based treatments have slowly switched to biotechnology-based treatment. He highlighted that in the western part of Indonesia, the flora and fauna resemble the Asian biodiversity, while those in the eastern part are the genomic-based ones in Australia. The last day of COP26 plenary session has been colored by festive support from member countries to push the chair in making an immediate decision of climate change agreement. On the session on Friday, November 12th, delegates from European Union, who is also the European Commissioner for European Green Deal, Frans Timmermans, asked all member countries to immediately make a decision and act to tackle climate change issue for the futures of the children.
So 1.5 degrees is about avoiding a future for our children and grandchildren that is unlivable. I might not reach 2050, probably won't, but he will be there as a young man, and I want him to live peaceful, prosperous life like I wanted for everybody's children and grandchildren in this room. This is personal. This is not about politics. And I don't live in Palau. I don't live on Barbados. I don't live on the Marshall Islands. But there it's even far more personal because you're standing with your feet in the water. And this is what we need to address today. We need to make sure major emitters reduce their emissions so that we keep 1.5 alive. That needs to be at the heart of our conclusions today.
Frans Timmermans added that the COP also must send clear signal about the commitment to halt fossil fuel subsidy and finally turn the page on coal. According to COP26 President Alok Sharma, a formal plenary meeting is envisaged in the afternoon to adopt decisions and close the session on Saturday. Qatar is not considering normalizing ties with Syria and hopes other countries will be discouraged from taking further steps with President Bashar al-Assad's government, Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman al-Thani said on Friday. Qatar was among several regional states, including Saudi Arabia, that backed rebels in Syria's decade-old civil war. The last item, deforestation in Brazil's Amazon rainforest rose in October from a year ago, satellite data showed on Friday, undercutting vows by the government of President Jair Bolsonaro that is curbing destruction of a crucial bulwark against climate change. The preliminary data from National Space Research Agency, INPE, showed about 877 square kilometers of forest were cleared last month, a 5% increase from October 2020. It was the worst October deforestation since the current monitoring system began in 2015. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. First news comes from Surabaya, East Java. The Surabaya Art and Culture Festival SACF 2021 present various art activities and performances every week until December 2021. Head of the Surabaya City Culture and Tourism Office, Antik Sugiharti, in Surabaya, East Java, on Thursday, November 11th, said that the SACF 2021 begins with the screening of the film Arek Surabaya. According to Antik, every week there are 2 until 3 performances via streaming related to all arts ranging from music, dance, to traditional performances such as Ludruk and Jaranan. The recent performance shown was a leather puppet show featuring the history of red and white pledge Gayatri Rajapatni at the Heroes Monument on Monday night, November 8. The next news comes from Badung Regency, Bali Province. The management of I Gusti Ngurah Rai International Airport Bali has prepared special lane facilities at the airport for the arrival of a contingent of athletes who will compete at the Indonesia Badminton Festival 2021. The international skill tournament will be held from November 16 to December 5, 2021. This event will be attended by athletes from 24 countries. General Manager of PT Angkasa Pura 1 I Gusti Ngurah Rai International Airport Bali, Heri A. Y. Sikado, ensured in Badung on Wednesday, November 10th, that there would still be inspection officials on the route to check body temperature and all necessary travel documents to anticipate the spread of the COVID-19 virus. The latest news comes from Jambi. Indonesia commemorates Heroes Day every November 10th. In Jambi City, the commemoration of Heroes Day was marked by a visit to the grave of the national hero from Jambi, Raden Matahir, in Legok Village, Danau Sipin District, Jambi City, on Wednesday, November 10th. This was led by Deputy Mayor of Jambi, Haji Maulana, and followed by Jambi City government officials and several members of the Jambi City Veterans Legion. Raden Matahir, known by the nickname Singo Kumpeh, is a warlord from Sultan Taha Saifuddin, whose fight area is in the Batanghari River watershed from Muara Tembesi to Nipah. He is known for his intelligence and courage, so that he succeeded in building pockets of struggle, the defense sector, and the resistance line that moved from the Muara Tembesi area to Nipah. He passed away in attack by Dutch troops in the Kumpeh area, Muaro Jambi Regency, on September 10, 1907. That's news from across Indonesia. On November 13, 1970, Hurricane Bola hit East Pakistan and India. Cyclone Bola 1970 was a deadly tropical cyclone that hit East Pakistan, Bangladesh, and West Bengal, India on November 12, 1970. It was the deadliest tropical cyclone. More than 500 people died. It became the sixth cyclone of the 1970 North Indian Ocean cyclone season. It was the first natural event that led to a civil war, namely the Bangladesh War of Independence, and ended with the forming of the State of Bangladesh. Moving to 1985, the Nevado del Ruiz volcano erupted. Nevado del Ruiz is a stratovolcano located in Colombia. This mountain is located in the northernmost part of the Andes volcanic belt and lies about 15 miles southeast of Manizales, with the town of Armero in the valley near this mountain. It is the highest mountain and the northernmost mountain in Colombia. The eruption of this mountain in 1985 produced lava that buried the city and caused the deaths of 23,000 people. This event is called the Armero Tragedy. Nevado del Ruiz is called the Sleeping Lion by the local people. The last in 1998, the Semanggi Tragedy 1. In November 1998, the Indonesian Transitional Government held a general session to determine the next general election and discuss the government's agenda to be carried out. The students were restless because they did not admit the Baharudin Yusuf Habibie reign and did not trust the members of the New Order DPR or MPR. They urged the removal of the military from politics and depuration of the government from New Order people. The public and students rejected the 1998 MPR General Session and also opposed the dual function of the ABRI and TNI. During the General Session, the community joined students in daily demonstrations on the streets in Jakarta and other big cities in Indonesia. This incident resulted in the death of 17 civilians. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Bukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda. Waktu pertama ku melihatmu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, eh,
kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manis.
Pertamaku, eh, eh, eh,
tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo received a courtesy call from visiting British Secretary of State for Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Affairs Elizabeth Truss at the State Palace in Jakarta on Thursday, November 11th. During the meeting, their discussion focused on strategic economic cooperation as a follow-up to President Joko Widodo's talks with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. This was reported in the press statement of the Presidential Secretariat on Thursday, November 11th. President Joko Widodo and Minister Elizabeth Truss discussed the cooperation between the London Stock Exchange and the Indonesia Stock Exchange in the establishment of a carbon market exchange. They also discussed a joint Indonesia and UK investment in the development of cathode production in the UK to meet the demand for lithium batteries in the UK and Europe. Indonesia will provide necessary precursors from a factory in Indonesia built on a joint investment. Closer cooperation related to vaccines and biotechnology was also discussed. So far, Indonesia has communicated with Oxford University to send more students and researchers. According to President Joko Widodo, the pandemic has taught lessons on the importance of building more hubs for vaccines, medicines, and medical equipment. The president also emphasized that Indonesia is ready to become a hub for the region. To Minister Elizabeth Truss, President Joko Widodo requests that these priorities are conveyed to Prime Minister Johnson. Indonesia will send a team to the UK to immediately follow up this matter. The president also expressed his appreciation for the UK's support for the G20 Indonesia's presidency. Meanwhile, a British government press release last Thursday said that Minister Elizabeth Truss sees Indonesia as a major partner of the UK. It was mentioned that deeper ties with Indonesia as the fourth largest country in the world in terms of population and current economic strength in the future will also help secure a successful future for the UK and deliver results for the British people. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi and Minister of State Secretary Pratikno. Meanwhile, Minister of Foreign Affairs Elizabeth Truss was accompanied by British Ambassador to Indonesia Owen Jenkins. And that's my Indonesia for today.
Kau temaniku berlari.
our service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Teluk Penyu Beach is one of the most beautiful beaches in Cilacap City. This is called as Teluk Penyu Beach because there are a lot of turtles that were alive in the past until it was recognized as Teluk Penyu. Nowadays, turtles rarely exist because the tanker traffic makes the turtles not want to return to this place and they migrate to Bali and Lombok Beach. But with the big waves, tankers pass in and out of the harbor and traditional fishing boats pass along the coast of Teluk Penyu. This adds to the beauty of the atmosphere at Teluk Penyu Beach. Teluk Penyu Beach is about 18 hectares wide and it has a beautiful natural scenery, cool air and wide expanse of sand and exotic beauty of waves. Besides, the existence of Nusa Kambangan Island with white sand on opposite location of Teluk Penyu Beach adds to the beauty of this Teluk Penyu Beach. If you have a hobby of fishing, Teluk Penyu Beach can also be your place of choice. Along the corridor of the entrance to this tourism site, many shellcrafts and souvenirs are sold. Teluk Penyu Beach tourism area is crowded in the morning and evening by residents of the Cilacap City as well as tourists. Along a neat beach, especially from the entrance gate of Teluk Penyu Beach, there are a lot of kiosks selling dried salted fish and other fresh fishes that are ready to be grilled or cooked. After enjoying the beauty of Teluk Penyu Beach, you can relax while enjoying seafood dishes that are widely sold along the beach. Surely, this is to make your vacation even more memorable. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
To our world.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Jakarta was officially named by UNESCO as one of the world's creative cities. Jakarta won the title with the nickname as a creative city in the field of literature. The election of Jakarta as one of the creative cities in 2021 also coincides with 48 other cities from various countries. This was announced by UNESCO through a release on their official website en.unesco.org. Of course, this coronation is expected to foster a commitment to place culture and creativity at the heart of each country's development in an innovative way. Before Jakarta, it turns out that there are already three cities from Indonesia that were first included in the UNESCO World Creative City Network, namely Pekalongan, Bandung, and Ambon. Pekalongan became the first city to open Indonesia's way into the network in 2014 for crafts and folk art based on the city's identity, namely the Batik City. In 2015, Bandung caught up with the design sector in urban planning. Then in 2019, Ambon entered the network of creative cities with music as their identity. The UNESCO Creative Cities Network UCCN, which was first introduced in 2004, actually has the aim of promoting collaboration with and between cities that have identified creativity as a strategic factor for sustainable urban development. Previously, there were 246 cities from various countries involved in the network, each of which had a role in accordance with 7 predetermined fields. The 7 creative fields are crafts and folk arts, media arts, film, design, gastronomy, literature, and music. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Saat ku tatap ke dalam.
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to Getting Over Bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition, we are going to present to you a keroncong song entitled Kenangan Lama, sung by Rafika Duri. This song is about someone who remembers old memories. That is the memories when singing love song together. The memories of childhood are not easy to forget. The song with a melodious rhythm fits perfectly with Rafika Duri's soft vocal character. Alright listeners, this is Rafika Duri with the keroncong song Kenangan Lama. Enjoy listening.
Dikala bulan purnama 10 tahun yang lalu, kisah cinta sangat indah yang tak mudah remaja. Sungguh bahagia dua insan asik dilela cinta, namun itu hanya kenangan indah di masaku remaja. kala bulan purnama 10 tahun yang lalu, kisah cinta sangat indah yang tak mudah ku lupakan. Alunan gitar melodi menyanyikan lagu cinta, cinta kasih remaja. Sungguh bahagia dua insan asik dilela cinta, namun itu hanya masaku remaja.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hari yang kan tiba.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku kembali
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.